July 4, 1928. Necessity of advances in order to purchase the kingdom of the divine will. How the divine will renders everything light like a feather, and therefore one can embrace everything. Continuing my round in the divine fiat, I was thinking to myself, what is the utility of these continuous repetitions in asking over and over again for the kingdom of the divine will? And of the repetition of going around in it in order to commit it to grant its kingdom, so that it may come to dominate in the midst of creatures. At that moment, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, when one wants to make a purchase, he pays advances, and the more advances he gives, the more the purchase is secured, and the less remains to be paid when he comes to the final acts of the definitive purchase. Now, since you want the kingdom of my will, it is necessary for you to give advances, and every time you go around in it asking for its kingdom over and over again, and emitting your acts on behalf of all for the same purpose, you add one more advance to secure your purchase of the kingdom of my divine fiat. And since it is the purchase of it that you want to make, it is necessary that your acts be done in it, and acquire the value of the currency coined by my divine will. Otherwise, it would not be a valid currency that could circulate for the purchase of it, it would be a currency from outside the kingdom. In fact, one who wants to purchase divine will, must give acts of advance done in it, and my will benignly deigns to coin them with the value of its fiat, in such a way that the soul can give the necessary advances for the purchase of it. This is the utility of your little rounds in my fiat. The acts that you emit in it, your asking and asking for the coming of its kingdom, are all necessary things which are needed for the great purchase of it. Did I not do the same in redemption? I had to pay the advance of my acts before my celestial Father, and I had to pay for all to obtain the kingdom of redemption. And when I made the whole payment, then was it signed by the divinity that the kingdom was mine. Therefore, continue to place your advances, if you want to have it signed that the kingdom of my fiat is yours. After this, I was saying to my Jesus, in your will I take the whole creation in my arms, the heavens, the sun, the stars and everything, to bring them before the Supreme Majesty as the most beautiful adoration and prayer to ask for the kingdom of the fiat. But while I was doing this, I thought to myself, how can I embrace everything if my littleness is such that I could embrace not even one star? What about everything? So, these things are not feasible. And my lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, one who possesses my divine will can take everything. My will has the virtue of rendering anything light. It renders heavens, stars, suns, the whole of creation, angels, saints, the Virgin Queen and God Himself light as a feather. In fact, since my divine will flows as primary life in everything, one is the life, one is the weight. So, whatever the weight of all things together is, such is the weight of each of them. Therefore, only one who possesses my fiat can take everything and give me everything, because having the virtue of extending heavens, of forming stars, etc., wherever it is, she has the virtue of taking everything and of embracing everything. This is indeed the great prodigy of the living in my will. Littleness can carry and embrace immensity, weakness can carry strength, the nothing can possess the all, the creature the creator. Wherever there is the life of my divine will, there are all prodigies united together. The infinite, the eternal, lets himself be carried as though in triumph in the little arms of the one who lives in it, because in her he looks, not at her, but at the divine will that has the right over everything, can do anything and embrace everything, and so she can give everything to her creator as her own. In fact, was it, perhaps, not my fiat that extended the heavens and populated them with stars? If it had the virtue of making them, it also has the virtue of embracing them, and of letting them be carried in triumph, like a light feather, by the creature who lives in its divine will. Therefore, continue your flight in it, and you will do everything, to give me everything, and to ask me for everything.